Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshippers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
Jacques Legault is a director of the Mount Echo Conservation Association, known as MECA. Mr. Legault walked the land involved in the Mount Echo forest fire, along with Éric Nadeau from the Nature Conservancy Canada's Quebec Region office, and with the responsible representatives from Les Sentiers de l'Estrie. I am a member and volunteer with MECA. Mr. Legault, everyone around here knows about the forest fire, and some of us saw the water bombers flying over, but there's been very little detailed news, so thank you for coming in to talk to us.
Well, thank you for having me on your program, Jim. Nature Conservancy of Canada, known as NCC, is the owner of the Green Mountain Natural Reserve, within which the fire took place. MECA and the Agriculture Valley Land Trust hold a conservation servitude on the property. Together, we work with Sentiers de l'Estrie as partner to ensure a long-term protection of the exceptional biodiversity found in this magnificent territory.
How did the fire start?
According to SOPFEU, SOPFEU is Quebec's Forest Fire Protection Agency, the wildfire that occurs on Mount Echo was human-caused, although the exact source couldn't be determined.
When was it first discovered?
The fire ignited during the night of October 12 to 13, 2025, at the summit of Mount Echo, and was reported early that morning by myself and nearby resident who contacted 911.
What resources were required to fight the fire?
Well, several teams, Jim, were mobilized, including the fire departments of Button and Sutton, volunteer firefighters, and officer from Sûreté du Québec. Approximately 20 minutes after the first call, about half a dozen of response units were on site in front of my house on Chemin de la Falaise. Soon after, SOPFEU was on site with proper equipment that included one helicopter and two water bombers that we all see flying in the sky of Sutton and Knowlton. It was in fact very impressive to see these planes pouring water over the Mount Echo summit, and indeed a very efficient response. Thanks for everyone involved.
How much damage was done and where?
Well, the wildfire affected roughly 2.4 acres, damaging the conifer hedge at the lookout, part of soil's organic matter, and several trees at the summit. Two small areas were also cleared to facilitate aerial operation. While the damage is significant, it remains contained in the spring 2026. Once the snow has melted, a full ecological assessment will be conducted by NCC and by biologists and Sentiers de l'Estrie, who will determine the restoration measure required.
When and why were the trails closed to the public?
The trail were closed as soon as the incidents began for security purposes and remained inaccessible after operation ended on November 5th. In order to secure the area and to assess the risk of further damage from wind throw, I think it's tree falling or things like that.
No, wind throw seems to be the way people like to describe it.
An inspection conducted on November 10th confirmed the need for safety work, which was carried out by Les Sentiers de l'Estrie, the group that is generally responsible for trail management in the reserve.
Is there any indication as to who started the fire?
No, it is very difficult to determine who was responsible to start the fire, and I think we will never really know. We can, however, confirm it was a root fire that spread quickly beneath the soil surface, a particularly insidious and difficult to control type of blaze by the firemen. About that, Jim, I would like to raise awareness among your listeners. Whether they start from improperly extinguished campfire, lightning or spark during a dry period, these fires remind us how essential vigilance is. Nature Conservancy of Canada, MECA, and their partner insist on the importance of never light fire in protected natural area, which provide a measurable value for our region, our collective health, and that of a future generation.
I understand the trails have just been reopened. Is that so?
Well, it did reopen for a while, but it is now closed following the soft weather that we had recently and the rain. And it will remain closed for a while, and I don't know when it will start again. It should be after the snow has completely melted. Safety measures were put in place in January 2026, including the installation of rope, signs, and boundary tape at the viewpoint. But nevertheless, for now, it is the trail are closed, and we hope that they could be reopened as soon as possible.
Will there be any changes in access to the trails as a result of the fire?
Well, a spring closure will be required, and we're right into it right now, earlier than we thought. And to allow a scientific assessment of the fire's impact on Mount Echo fragile environment, reopening will be confirmed based on recommendation from biologists and after our expert identified the trail work required.
Now, I know you live right at the foot of Mo Echo and that you've been involved in protecting it for many years. What were your feelings when you heard that it had caught fire?
Well, it was something to see on that morning from the window of our house. When we saw the smoke rising from the top, we called 911 right away and realized that some other neighbor did that also. It was instinctive. We knew something was wrong. Luckily, the wind was pushing the fire towards the southeast. But still, I've always been afraid that this would happen someday. We've had more and more dry spells, drought, and for a long time, there were quite a few illegal fires around the area. That's gone down since we increased monitoring of the nature reserve from the past 2 years. But all it takes is one fire if it's properly put out. What really saved us this time is that it started far from the house and the trail. If it had been any closer, things could have been so much worse. Honestly, we were lucky. And the firefighters got there fast. Without that, I don't even want to imagine what could have happened. I was also really struck by the sheer amount of resources it took to put out the fire, almost 3 weeks to do that, and by how skilled and quick the responders were. I am sincerely grateful for everything they did, really.
Well, on behalf of our listeners, thank you again for speaking with us today.
Well, thank you, Jim, for having me on board.
Listening to the Township's Daily News Bits here on 99.1 FM.
Brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada.